From the United States National Archives and Records Administration, this declassified presidential memorandum provides an immediate assessment of China's first nuclear test. This document is available at documents2.theblackwall.com. This document was declassified under Executive Order 12356, Section 3.4, on October 24, 1964. The declassification authority was NRRA. This is a copy from the LBJ Library. Memorandum to the President. Subject: Chikung Test Site, October 24, 1964. The attached sheet shows a remarkable intelligence feat. Our satellites have already photographed the Lop Nor test site and confirm our other intelligence reports on the Chinese shot. I have asked John McKern to do his best to see how much of this could be quietly put out, but he and I agree that we should be very careful about the degree of our skill here, because we really do not want the Russians to know how good our cameras are. Signed, Meiji. B. Enclosure. On Chinese Communist Mission 17-20 October, produced of the Chinese Communist Nuclear Test Site at Lop Nor, there is a darkened, charred area 4 lines redacted under exemption B 1 feet in radius around the former location of the shock tower. A lighter, somewhat circular area extends out to about 3 lines redacted from the center. This ground scarring is about what would be expected from a device with an 18 kiloton yield. The test camp, vehicle park, and temporary buildings 3 lines redacted in the operations area prior to the test appear to have been totally removed. This suggests that as of October 20th, there were no immediate preparations for further testing. Tents at the probable control bunker 12.5 miles southwest of the shot area provide the only evidence of any current activity at the test site proper. However, many tents remain at the support area about 30 miles to the west. This is what the public record looks like at its most ordinary storyflow.com. That's storyflow.com. This document can be found at archive.org/download/us China Intel CI 01641.